Needless to say, as you can look at your bulletin, there is a lot going on today. So I promise to keep my sermon as brief as possible. Now, all these wonderful events that we are celebrating are being celebrated because of one important thing. They are being celebrated because we are a family. But see, we're not just any normal type of family, are we? We are a family that is centered on Christ. We are a family that is working towards one very important goal. And that goal is to know God. As Christians, this is our main job, to do as Christ said this morning, to know God and then do that, to find eternal life. So this morning, as we celebrate our family and the many blessings we have received, let us consider as well that all we do through our gatherings, our celebrations, our church school, and all our ministries, we do this in order to grow in knowledge of God through our Lord and Savior. So this morning's reading is one that comes to us from the Gospel of St. John. It is a reading that is actually a prayer that our Lord is offering up. By this time, our Lord has already talked to his disciples and the apostles, and he has given them instructions as to what they're going to do after he is gone. And now he begins to pray for them. He prays for each and every one of them. And in his prayer, though, we see a few interesting things. In his prayer, we are again told what our job is as Christians. We hear from Christ what it is we are supposed to try and focus on. We see where eternal life is to be found. Our Lord says these words. He says, "Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him power over all flesh, to give eternal life to all you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who you have sent." Eternal life is found in knowing. In knowing God, and this happens through Christ, who has revealed to us who the Father is. There's an interesting scene in the scriptures where our Lord is explaining who the Father is to his disciples. And one of the disciples, Philip, says to him, "Well, Lord, show us. Show us who the Father is." And Christ replies to him and says, "Have I been with you so long and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who sees me has seen the Father. So how do you say, 'Show us the Father'? You not believe that I am the Father and the Father in me?" Jesus came in order to give all of us eternal life. And he accomplishes this by giving us access to a relationship with him. Access. Know God and have a relationship with him. There is a story about Mark Twain and one of his children. It is said that Mark Twain was talking to one of his kids, and in that conversation, he began to brag. He was telling his child all the people that he knew. He was telling his child about the famous people, about the politicians. And at one moment, his daughter looks up at him and says, "Gee, Dad, you know everyone except God." See, for us to know God is the main thing. For us to know God is to find eternal life. For us to know God is our focus. And learning about God and knowing him is exactly what we are celebrating and honoring today. Today we honor all of our children who are finishing another year of Sunday school. And what is Sunday school? It is a place that is set aside to learn and to learn about God. It is a place that is set aside in order to know who God is. It is a time where we help our children to first learn about him, and then to better to know Him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.